Well, I'd appreciate your prayers this morning. I'd like to look at a couple verses in Mark, the 9th chapter. I'll start with the 14th verse, maybe. Mark 9 and 14. And when he came to his disciples, he saw a great multitude about them, and the scribes questioning them. And straightway all the people, when they beheld him, were greatly amazed, and running to him, saluted him. And he asked the scribes, "What question ye with them?" And one of the multitude answered and said, "Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit. And whosoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth and gasheth with his teeth and pineth away. And I spake to the disciples, and they should cast him out, and they could not. He answered him and saith, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And they brought him unto him. And when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him. And he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. And he asked his father, How long is it ago since he, as this came up? Unto him, and he said, Of a child. And oft times he hath cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. And Jesus said unto him, If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out, and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help mine unbelief. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, Thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him, and enter no more into him. And the spirit cried and rent him sore, and came out of him, and he was as one dead, inasmuch that many said, He is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he was coming to the house, his disciples asked him privately, Why could not we cast him out? I've been thinking quite a bit. I've been challenged by the idea of believing. In the 23rd verse, Jesus said unto him, If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. I don't think for a moment that Jesus was trying to say that there was some human ability that we can get ourselves into by study, by exercise, by working at it, that we can just believe anything we want to and it come true. If I can work myself and had the ability to believe that by this time next year I'll be a millionaire, I'll be one. Jesus wasn't referring to that at all. But he was referring to the spiritual realms and to the benefit of the spiritual life and to the natural life as it applies that we should believe God. We should believe in God. And I'm challenged more and more to believe because I think sometimes we allow the things that is meant to help us believe and build upon our faith and more to believe. I think sometimes we let it go without too much notice and we don't really get to the place that we believe like the Lord wants us to. Could you believe that this young child could be delivered? Be a challenge. The things in our life to believe. I remember one time, several years ago, we had a couple come to our house, and they were Christian people. They didn't believe like we believe, but they were Christian people. And one of my children had, it was like pink eye. It was like a pink-eyed condition. And they was complaining about their eye. This couple was there. And so we did what we do. We said, well, let's have prayer for them. And we had prayer for the child. I don't remember which child it was. We had prayer for the child. I'm irritated, bawling, very red and irritated. And we had prayer for the child and said amen. And then the child went on and we sat and visited and that and all that. And about an hour or so later, we were sitting there and the child come back around and the wife punches her husband and said, the eye's better. And if be honest with you, if she hadn't have said it, I don't think I'd have paid. God's done a lot for us. God has answered our prayer. I thought that He would. It wasn't that abnormal for us to do that and to do that. But God wants us to recognize what He's doing. And that if we can pray for that, we can pray for other things too. We can believe. I don't think that everything has to be answered in an hour for us to believe. But I think the Lord did that for them so they could see that and they recognize that. And I am more and more, because I've stepped into other people's lives and trying to help them believe, I'm starting to see what God's doing more than just in our lives. Now, some of you that heard my testimony Wednesday night, well, forgive me and hang on. I'm going to tell the story again. Maybe not everybody's heard the story, but I talked with a family over in Pakistan, and the one I talked to the most, the one that had the contact, was a young girl named Elisa, and we talked a lot. We prayed for her mother. We prayed for their situation. We had got real close contact and all, and her mother has heart problems, and she gets real weak at times. One morning, I got a call, an actual video call from her, which is unusual for her to do it. And I answer it, and she comes on, and her siblings are standing wailing. They all are just, tears are flowing. They are sobbing, crying. And I told her, she was trying to tell me, and I couldn't tell what she was saying, and I ended up saying, no, you're going to have to message me. I can't hear you. I thought that their mother had died. That's what I thought. It was that big a deal. And when she went on messages, she told me that they had taken in a stranger, a woman, and gave her a food and place to eat and all. When she got up the next morning real early, she stole this girl's phone. And that was what they was crying over, was the loss of this phone. And I tried to encourage her, and now she was on her brother's old phone that was there, so she was able to contact. But after that, she's not able to contact much. But I was encouraging her. God knows. I know that's big, it ain't my phone. But I still believe. I believe that God loves them and is working for them. I am in their life now, and I believe for them. I'm believing for them. God is working for you. I don't know why He would let this happen. It seems so devastating to somebody that don't have any more than they have to have such a loss. But I want to tell you, it was a struggle for them. She was actually saying, why would God let this happen? Have you ever thought that? Of course. We've all said, why? She said, why would she be so evil? Why did she return evil for good? Why? We helped her and she did it. And I said, Elisa, you say, it sounds like what happened to Jesus. He come to do good and they crucified Him. What'll happen to us too? And I said, Elisa, please, forgive her. But she calls me Grandpa. Grandpa! And it's like, oh, you, what do you care? You got to forgive her. God will make this up to you. God can do something for you. We're talking about a great God. We're talking about a God that has a cattle on a thousand. I know we say these things, but we've got to believe. You know what we're hindered by is that we don't believe. Jesus said, all things are possible. If thou canst believe, all things are possible to them that believe. Do you know we can pray and believe? And we don't have to have the answers of how and why and all that. We're not believing in the circumstances. We're believing in the God that can cause them. I wanted to tell the whole story because probably if it had happened to me, it wouldn't have been as big a deal to me. But I'm putting my words and my faith on the line to these people, telling them, God, if you'll believe, God will work in your life. If you'll have faith in God, God can do something for you. And I can't tell them, and I didn't get to contact them very much after that because, the phone was gone. And a few days later, Elisa texts me back and says, I have forgiven her. And I was just I just rejoiced that she forgave her. She said, I have forgiven her and I'm praying for her. And I was so rejoiced. So I related this story at Myrtle in a message. And a day or so after the message, a young brother came up to me and said, do you think that it would be out of order if I was to buy her a phone? And I said, I don't think it'd be out of order at all if that's what the Lord's wanting you to do. And he said, I do. I think the Lord wants to do it. So I said, okay. He said, well, what does a phone cost? And I thought, I think it's a 12. I think you can get a phone for $12.50, but it ain't much of a phone. But when the one she had was fairly expensive for phones for them. And so he gave me $100 and said, here, you know, I have the phone. And I said, well, that is so great. Thank the Lord. I mean, I was just rejoicing. And so he says, would another 100 be better? Well, I don't know what to say to that, brother. It's your burden. And he gave me $200 to send her for her to replace that phone. It ain't the money, folks, to me. It's that God is God. And I was able to send that and not say I had compassion or I want to do something or nothing like that. I was able to say, God heard you. God is working for you. God can provide for those things in our life. God's able to do it. And it was like Jesus said, if you can believe, all things are possible to them that believe. We pray many times for our loved ones or for somebody that's around and have very little faith that something happened. Because we know them. They're just too ingrained. They're just too this and that. But I want to tell you another testimony because it's very important to me. God's really been working on me to believe. Not work it out. Do you know that believing in God, the competitor to believing in God is our thoughts and feelings? Our thoughts and feelings are always competing with believing in God. Because the evidence won't look like it. The situation won't look like it. I won't feel like it. But the Word of God is to be believed. We've got to believe the Word of God. When Jesus says, I am there, He's there. We got to believe it. So I want to say about my mom and dad. Of course, they were the two people in my life that I wanted to be saved more than anybody else. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm not my children, right? But the people that I thought of, that I deal with, I always thought of my mom and dad. I want them to be saved. And you know, the Lord gave me I don't know why it was different with them both, but it was different.
I always believed my mom would be saved. She never showed any evidence of it, but I always believed she'd be saved. I always wanted to try to make her be saved. I always wanted to try to do something to make her, to get her to be saved. But I couldn't do anything. But you know, God knew exactly how to deal with my mom and when. And at the end of it, there was a testimony there. There was something that God had done and worked in her life that I had to say, thank you, Lord, for the hope that you give us. And what many of you knew, my daddy sat right there. He'd sat right on the edge of his bench. And he was sweetly saved, and people around him knew it. And you know, he got discouraged and went away, and that was hard. And he went away and away, and for a long time, he couldn't really talk to him, nothing about it, and wasn't nothing there. And I kept wanting my dad to be saved, and I'll be honest with you, I struggled inside. As my dad got older and health went down, I struggled inside with a guilt to, I need to do something. I worried about it. I need to talk to Dad. I need to find some way to get Dad to realize. All this struggle that I had inside, the idea of Dad not being saved. You know, God knew exactly what he was doing. Exactly what he was doing. And I stand marveling at what God did and gave Dad the 3 weeks. I would have never have done it God's way, never thought about it. But God was able to take that time and really deal with him and work with him. Do you know that we can leave our burdens, we can leave our prayers with God and believe? We can believe. We can believe that God is able to do everything that God says that he wants to do. Do you know that if we'll believe if we believe, God can change us. You can struggle and say, but if you say, Lord, I believe in you. I'm committing this to you. And my faith, I know. I don't know how to fix this, but I know you do. And God will work in the great miracles of his universe. He's got the hornets at his control. He's got the grasshoppers. He's got the hurricanes. He's got the storms. He's got the coronavirus. He's got all of the things at his disposal to do whatever he wants to with it in your life to change and do what you need to do. God knows how to change our lives. If we can only believe, God is able. And I want to encourage us, because God has proven through his word and through the stories of the Bible how he is able to work in people's hearts and lives, and how he takes and works. You think of the story of Joseph. It's probably my favorite Old Testament story. There is so much in there to chew on, to get, to understand. Joseph was a normal young man, and God gave him some abilities when he was young. But I want to tell you something God also done to Joseph. He gave him a dream that showed him that he was going to be exalted above his brethren and above his father. And God gave him a dream that said that, and when he told the dream, his father was angry at him and said, are you saying that you're going to be exalted above your mother and father too? You're pompous, or you're arrogant. What are you trying to say here? He didn't say anything. He told what God had said. God told him he was going to be exalted. But was he exalted? Well, I'm ready for being exalted. If you believe, God will work it out. God told that years and years and years in advance. Believing in God is believing in God's wisdom, God's ability, what God wants to bring it to. He told that years before, but the next episode from that isn't exaltation. It's actually being thrown in the whale. He's actually amazed. Wait a minute. I just got a prophecy from the Lord. that says I'm going to be lifted up above everybody. And the pathway to that many, many times is in the well. I want to encourage us that to believe in God and not in the circumstances. We should have faith when we're laying in the well. I'm not talking bigger than I am. I know my struggles. I'm telling you, by the Word of God, we should have faith in God when we hit the bottom of the well. Because God has promised us that He'll never leave us or forsake us. He's not going to leave us in the well. But in this process in Joseph's life, what do you think God was trying to do with Joseph when he hit in the well? He was trying to make something out of him. You know, God wants to make something out of you. God wants to make something out of me more than what I am. God wants us to prosper. God wants us to be able to make it. And God knows the only way that we can do that is have faith in Him. He's the ultimate worker of all everything. So God wants us, if we're going to be successful, we're going to be successful because we believe in God. And the Word of God needs to be animated in our lives. It's not enough just to remember the Scripture. You have to believe it and have application in its life. I walk, therefore, this way because I believe the Word of God. I don't have to lose my abilities. I don't have to be rocked with every storm come. I can stand solid because I'm assured God's working in my life. And then it is a better witness to those around, and it's a better witness in our own lives. I believe that God is able to do these things. Well, like I said, I've been dealing with these other people, encouraging them and encouraging them and encouraging them. And God is doing something for them. God is answering prayers. And it is so remarkable to me to see, yes, Lord, you did it again. And you did it again. And you did it again. And your word is true. And you can be believed in. I can't make a bad spirit come out of this dumb child. But God can. I can't make somebody's life change. But God can change their life. I can't save my lost children. But God can. I don't know how to talk to them in the night without messenger. God talked to them in their hearts, in their life. I don't know how to do that, but God can do it. Not only can God talk, but God can impress it. God can make it real in there. God can work in our life. We so much want to take things into our own control. Our own thoughts and feelings will wrestle against the very God we're supposed to believe in. We should believe in God. So you know the story of Joseph. Joseph went with a promise of exaltation in his life. And he went to the well. And then instead of being killed, they brought him out and sold him. He sold. And now he went from being a favorite son and a dream of exaltation to a slave to someone else. Do you think that God missed that? Oops. Sorry, Joseph. I wasn't watching. No. That's a part of the exaltation that will come. That's a part of the plan. Believe in God. You know, the Bible doesn't say much in those period of time. And Joseph is marked as a man of great integrity. But I can't help from wondering. Is somebody so in a place like that they never doubt anything? Or did Joseph ever... Lord, are you sure? I need to go back to my faith here. I'm losing my faith because it seemed like it's awful cold down here in this well. Or they're not treating me very good on this. I haven't eaten for days. They don't care about these slaves. What, Lord, what are you doing? There was probably doubts in anybody's lives. But we believe in God. God's got an end, but it didn't get better for him yet. God's trying to work. He's trying to polish. He's trying to make something out of him. You know what God's goal in Joseph's life then began? You know what God was going to do? God had a plan for the children of Israel and how he was going to save them and how he was going to have something to write in the book for us. So he had a plan. But God's real plan with Joseph
was gearing him up to the day his brothers walked through that door. Because this is the day where the rubber meets the road. This is where what God's done for you is really going to show. This is where you went from somebody doing something to you to now I'm in charge. Now I can do, and I can do anything I want to do. You done me wrong, and now you're at my mercy. All of this led up to that, and what led up to it? Do you remember? See, Joseph is reputed, if you believe historical things about Joseph, Joseph was very good looking, and he was also very learned. He was intelligent. He was had math skills, and he was intelligent. And therefore, when you know Potiphar gets, he was a man that should be in the hall. I mean, you pick the best people to be around you. But the Lord still looked and said, Joseph, you're not ripe yet. You're not done yet. You need more. God's not just playing games so where it's fun for God to see us like little tops that he spins to go around in trouble. God is trying to get us to have faith in God, God's ability, what God's doing. God's working something in his life. He's going to make a gold out of him. He's going to make something worth having. Joseph had to go through the humiliation of being done wrong. It's not odd in the scriptures. It's a good example of what Jesus did. Joseph was accused of something he did not do. That's hard. Especially if you have a mind to be a righteous person. It's important to you. Then people think that you're is awful. But he had to endure it. Lord, why would you make somebody endure something like that? And people looking at him and saying, oh, yeah, he's a mess. God knows what he's doing. So he ends up in prison. That's an awful place for somebody that's got a promise of exaltation. You know, there had to be times that he doubted that exaltation. I'm not going to be lifted. When? Where? But you know what? Believe in God. God will lift you up. God is going to lift you out of these problems. One scripture says the trying of your faith, which is just but for a moment. It's not there to last. It's there to burn out the dross. It's there to make a better way. But our places, and Lord help all of us, to believe. To just believe. If I tell some folks over in Pakistan that we'll pray and God will work in your life, I'm going to believe it. I'm just going to believe it. Why not? It's the promise. I'm not on any deadline. No, he didn't help today, so he's not helping. It took him years dealing with Joseph in his life. It brought him to a place, and now Joseph's in prison, and all that went on that. And guess what? He tells, remember he interpreted the dreams. The one gets his head duck off. The other one is put back into his position, and he told the one to put back in his position that when you're there, remember me. He forgot. No, he didn't forget. God erased it. It wasn't time. God, no. You're not going to remember yet. And then there come a time where there was the Pharaoh was, oh no, I had this dream. I don't know about it. And then the guy says, oh, I remember something. Now's the right time. God is starting to work here in this. Can you believe? God's going to work. And then the guy says, "There, I was in prison with the guy. And so get him, bring him up here." And Joseph interprets the dream. And Pharaoh says, I need somebody with this kind of wisdom to run it. And here comes, after all that time, the exaltation that was promised. I'm not going to say today and try to even start to try to say how many things in the good old book is applying to your life that you should believe and applying to my life and I should believe. Because it's full of it. The Word of God is to be believed and lived on. God has not forsaken us. I don't care how you feel. I feel forsaken. You're not forsaken. I don't feel God around. He's there. Brother Lloyd used to say, I don't feel God. Who moved? It wasn't God moved. Where am I at? God's there. He's there for all of us. We need to believe. When troubles come our way, do you ever say, I know this is best? God's way is best. Heart, cease thy struggling to see and know and understand. This is best. And then the old devil says, but what if you die? What if this gets worse? Things are going to fall down. What if they do this? You can go to jail for that. All the devil's going to be whispering. I'm not supposing that any of these things have to happen, but I will say this. You can't go to jail without God knowing it. You're not going to get sick and die without God knowing it. You're not going to lose your house without God knowing it. The things around your world is not going to happen without God knowing it. And God is best. He loves us. He cares for us. You can believe God. Lord, this is yours. My life is yours. This is the rest called for in the scriptures. Lord, help us to be able to rest and to believe in God. There was another man in the scriptures who had his ups and downs, but he believed God. And there was a little boy named David. And the prophet Samuel comes to Jesse's house and tells Jesse, the Lord has sent me to anoint the next king of Israel, one of your sons. And Samuel looks and sees Eli, big, tall, good-looking guy, and he says, surely, in his heart, he says, surely, this is God's anointed. And God said, Samuel, man looks on the outward appearance, and God looks on the heart. He's not the one for the kingship. I got one. I got one that's pliable like clay, but that's all he is clay. I've got a piece of clay. Go anoint him. So he anoints David. He's a piece of clay. You know what David went through after he got anointed? He had his victories for sure. He also spent years running from Saul. Supposed to be king? Anointed to be king? And the king trying to kill him with a javelin, chasing him all over the place, trying to destroy him. He became like a criminal with the promise of God on him that he would be king. But God didn't forget his promise. God ain't never going to forget his promise. When David had Saul laying there and could have stuck the knife in him and ended it all, he said, I won't touch God's anointed because God's got a time for me to be king, and this ain't it. God wanted to make David a king, so he put him through everything that he needed to do to make a king out of him. He needed to learn all of the things he needed to learn. He needed to know that God was there, and at the end of it, the victory that comes with knowing and believing, the victory that comes in our lives when we believe, and then the victory comes, that victory catapults us to a higher faith. I can believe in God more and more now. Don't forget the things that God has done for us in life. Believe the scriptures when you read them. We put them to memory. We want to understand them. But we need to believe them. These other things must be there to know what you're believing. But to forget the believing, we can believe it. There is places where it says things like 7th chapter of Matthew is one of them, where Jesus got through with the greatest sermon ever preached. And when he got through with it, he said, now if a man will hear my words and do them, I'll liken him unto a man that builds his house on a rock. And when the storms come and the rain beats, that house is going to stand. Do you know that if we don't believe what he preached in those chapters and we don't put that in our life, we're going to be like the man that builds his house on the sand. It looks the same from the outward view.
It looks just the same. Two houses, they can be brick, they can be all that. One of them's built on the rock and one of them's built on the sand, and they look the same. But what will uncover it is the trial, the storm, the problems that come. One crumbles and the other is promised by God. That thing's going to stand, and there is no storm that can wipe it out. We need to believe. There is another scripture, and I can't quote that one either, but there's another scripture that says, and if you do these things, if these things be in you and abound, you'll never be unfruitful. If these things be in you, if we put these things to application, we put them in, we believe them. You know, the Bible teaches us some pretty incredible things about loving your enemy. That is part of building your house on a rock. That's hard. Those are hard sayings, Lord. But he said, you want to build your house on a rock? Hear these words of mine and do them. Put them into your life. Do you believe that God hears your prayers? Well, you almost everybody is going to say yes to that. But I mean, do you believe? Do you really believe that there is a scripture that is meant for our encouragement that was given to us concerning faith and prayer? And it says that Elias was a man of like passion. He wasn't special. He had his aches, his pains. He had his weaknesses and had his strengths. He was a man just like us, and he prayed. And it didn't rain for 3.5 years. That was to encourage us that you have the same ability to pray and move heaven. On behalf of souls that you're burdened for, on behalf of your loved ones, your children, your parents, those you go to school with, those that are in your life, you have the same ability to move heaven as Elias did. And it was greatly done. And the element is, all things are possible. To those that believe, all things are possible. I may have this thing in my life and I've struggled with it and struggled with it and struggled with it. Do you know that I can believe in God? Lord, I've got this here. Paul had something in his life, and he wanted it out of his life, and so he went and prayed that the Lord would remove it. He prayed three times that the Lord would remove it. And the Lord, when he answered about the removing the thorn of the flesh, the Lord answered his prayer. He just didn't move the thorn. He said, Paul, my grace is sufficient for you. I don't want to move this. I want you to lean hard on me. I'm going to tell you, that was one of the biggest blessings in his life, because he had something that always reminded him of the strength that he had in God. And he leaned on God for strength, and he became mightier than he was before, but had a thorn in his flesh. So I want to encourage us today, not only read the Bible, study the Bible, listen to messages online, or whatever it is, make an application of the Word of God into your life, and believe that God is able to do that, and God is able to do all things. You pray for me, I want to be faithful.